I invite you to ponder for a moment some words recorded in Mark chapter 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" In Jesus' name, beloved of God. When the dormitories close, as they did last weekend, the residents all have to find another place to sleep. Of course. Perhaps many of you were able to go home for Easter, or others maybe to visit friends and family. In any case, it's just possible that some of you stayed up later than you usually do when school is in session. True? It sure was for me, visiting relatives in Michigan. Every night it was later than usual, and not just because we turned our clocks ahead. I wonder if the disciples stayed up any later on Easter night, any later than usual. It seemed like late-breaking news was popping up all around them. The women claimed to have seen angels, and then Jesus himself. Simon Peter had seen him. Mary Magdalene had mistaken him for the gardener outside the tomb. The Emmaus disciples had run all the way back, probably 7 miles, to tell the others about walking and talking with Jesus on the way, and then recognizing him when he broke the bread. And then behind locked doors, he appeared in their midst. He ate and spoke with them. Their heads must have been spinning. I wonder if they got much sleep that night. As a matter of fact, the night before had not been all that restful for the women either, had it? At sundown on Saturday, this was as the days got longer, at sundown the Sabbath was officially over and the market could open. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome could venture out to buy spices. I kind of doubt if spices came as ready packaged as Old Spice does today. And whatever preparation those spices might have required was also accomplished that same night. And then their alarm went off when it was still dark on Sunday morning. So they probably did not get much sleep last weekend either. As they made their way to the tomb, the questions were going around in their minds, who will roll the stone away? But all of their concern, whether for the body or the stone, was useless, wasn't it? As useless as the stone, the watch, the seal, had been to keep Jesus in the tomb. The spices and the trip were useless, for Jesus had already risen. All of their late night preparations were useless. Or were they? Because they had prepared to serve Jesus in this way, because they had early hastened to the tomb, now their job would be to carry that good news of new life to Peter and the rest of the disciples. And what about the spices? Do you think they just pitched them in the Valley of Hinnom on their way? I doubt it. They could no longer anoint the body of Jesus for burial as had the woman at Bethany. But those spices could anoint the bodies of other loved ones, couldn't they? And isn't that what you and I would do? The tears that would no doubt have mingled with the spices as they anointed the body of Jesus could now be shed for one another. And we too still weep with those who weep, as Paul urges in Romans 12. And now the time that they had devoted to Jesus' burial could be spent on one another. A pastor was once going to call on a shut-in when he was met in the driveway by the son-in-law of the invalid, who said, "Pastor, there must be a special place in heaven for you because of what you're doing for my mother-in-law." Actually, it was only because Jesus had gone and prepared his place that the pastor had time to spend with the elderly woman. And because of Jesus' resurrection, you also have time for one another and for others. There was a lot of tender care involved in that early morning walk of the women to the tomb. Remember how Martha and Mary hesitated about opening Lazarus's tomb after the 4 days because the corpse was already decaying? This was the third day for Jesus. How close were the women willing to cut it for putting additional spices on the body? But now that tender care can be spent on others as we serve one another in love, as Paul puts it in Galatians 5. And we too can go beyond what we might comfortably do. Now you go to school and prepare yourself, not just to get a better job for yourself, make more money for yourself, but you do so that you can better serve one another with whatever spices you may have prepared. During my 25 years at Emmanuel, I have been privileged to see this done more than once and understand just a little bit better how the angels rejoice over one of us who repents. The women's journey to the tomb did not turn out as they thought it would, but what a trip it was. They ended up doing the work of angels, messengers for the living God. And the same Lord whom they served can also make your journey through school and through life serve such a blessed purpose. Easter break may be over, but Easter is not. Hymn 193, the first three stanzas.